the three Democrats running for Massachusetts governor debated how to improve the state's economy and education system last night during a forum at Stonehill College. It's one of many scheduled appearances for the candidates before Election Day. Reporter Mike Dean was there and filed this report.
Martha Coakley, Don Berwick, and Steve Grossman have only a few weeks left to make their cases to voters before the September 9th primary election. Grossman, the state treasurer, is trailing Attorney General Coakley in the polls and tried to contrast his private business experience with Coakley's time as a prosecutor. Grossman emphasized his record of successful hiring during the forum.
It's what I did in my business for 35 years, by the way. You hire the best people in business and you build a brilliantly successful company. Government should do it, and government should be in the business of providing great customer service, great service, quality, value, and professionalism every single day.
Polling shows former federal Medicare chief Don Berwick has the most ground to cover to catch up to his opponents. He disagreed with the others that building casinos in the state would benefit the economy.
People say it adds to the state revenue. No. The states that have looked at it in general have found that state revenue goes down. Why? Because casinos add a burden to the community. They add gambling addiction, double or more gambling addiction in their areas. They add petty crime. They add drunk driving.
Coakley focused much of her time during the forum speaking positively about her plans for the governorship, including an effort to expand universal pre-kindergarten.
What do we need to do, particularly if we start in our gateway cities, provide for the investment in pre-K and the investment we should be making in our schools?
Today is the last day voters can register for the primary election. The trio of candidates is scheduled to appear at another forum today at 5:30 at Dimock Community Health Center in Roxbury. The eventual winner of the Democrats' race will face the Republican nominee, either former healthcare executive Charlie Baker or Tea Party candidate Mark Fisher, in the general election November 4th. 490.9 WBUR, I'm Mike Dean.